So we're in the bottom of, not really the bottom, but a little more halfway down Zion and Bays. We got to six wide lines down, the two dots, five wide lines down, the N. Hashochet Chayv Of. So this is a very complicated Mishnah, just in terms of the way it was presented. To remind ourselves, the Mishnah had told us that there is machlokas. The lachas are as follows, that when you shech the chay or an oaf, a wild animal, such as a deer, or a bird, you have to do kisei dam afterwards. You have to cover the blood with it. So the lach also is that you're allowed to shecht an animal and yamtif to eat it. So problem is, when you shecht an animal, you need to cover the blood, so you need to get some dirt. And getting the dirt ready is a problem of muksa. Getting the dirt ready is a problem of choresh, one of lachos. So how are you able to do this? And so the Mishnah told us, Hashochet Chayv Of, someone who shechted it, sounds like already b'di'evit. If you shechted it, Beis Shammai says you're allowed to dig up some dirt to cover the blood. So let's go to the Gemara now. We're going to probably go back and forth between this and the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Hashochet di'evet in l'chadchila lo. Only if someone did Hashochet, that one who had shechted already, so he's able to do kisedam. But l'chadchila, if there's no prepared dirt, one should not do shechita yet. Okay. Then the Gemara says, well, ema seifa, but look at the end of the Mishnah. Beis Hillel omrim lo yishcho. A person should not shecht l'chadchila.
Where is the Mishnah?
Beis Amin Aleph.
The first Mishnah.
So Beis Hillel says, "Lo yishcho, person should not shech lechachila." Mechlal, this implies the Tanakama Savar, their first spin thinks yishcho. So the fact that Beis Hillel says don't shech lechachila sounds like Beis Shammai says you should shech lechachila. So you have two different ways to read Beis Shammai. Is he saying his little wording is hashochet? Sounds like only b'di'evit you're allowed to. But in contrast to Beis Hillel, it sounds like even l'chachila, Beis Shammai says you're allowed to shecht l'chachila in order to bury afterwards. So it's a little bit confusing. So the Gemara says halokashi, that's not problematic. Lo yishchot v'yichase kamar. Beis Shammai says really b'di'evit. What he says is you shouldn't, if you shecht it rather. Sorry. Beis Hillel says this, that don't shecht and cover it up. If you shecht already, don't finish the shechita, he says. Because kisei adam is considered a continuation and completion of the shechita. So the way you read it is as follows. Beis Shammai says, one who shechted, so he's allowed to cover it up. And Beis Hillel says, no, if you shechted, you still should not complete the shechita. Lo yishchov yichaseh, don't shecht until complete. Don't really, it's not really going on the shechting part, it's meaning don't complete the shechita. That's what Beis Hillel is saying.
To say that afilu Beis Shammai holds at the chadchila lo?
Correct, at this point, exactly. Okay. At this stage of the Gemara, even the chadchila, Beis Shammai says one shouldn't shecht it. The only question is, if you shecht it already, are you allowed to cover up the dam with the dirt? So Gemara says, wait a second, if it's really the chadchila person discussion between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai on a b'di'evit level, Ema Seifa, look at the very last line of the Mishnah. Right, umodim she'im shachet. If you shecht the b'di'evit, she'yachvor b'dek v'chase. You're supposed to cover it up. So if the Seifa is about b'di'evit, it sounds like Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is on a l'chadchila plane. So Gemara says, no. Mechlal, so finishing, Mechlal de Bereisha lav d'evit hu. So Gemara says, no, this is the answer. We're going to give two answers how to read the Mishnah. First, Rabbah. Amar Rabbah, halchi kamar. Hashochet sheba l'moch. The person who's a shochet. He wants to find out, am I allowed to shech today or am I not allowed to shech today? Keter, what's he supposed to do? So Omer Lo, what are you supposed to say to the shochet? Beis Shammai says, Omrim, you say as follows. Omer Lo, tell the shochet, shochet, chafar, v'chaseh. So he says, shecht it. Shechot, right? Shecht it. And then dig up the dirt and then cover. You could do everything lichat chila. Beis Hillel Omrim, Lo yishchot elam kin hayalo offer muchan mibodyom. You should not shecht unless you have dirt prepared from Erev Yomtiv that you could use. I take some dirt, set aside Erev Yomtiv, that dirt's not muksa. There's no choresh anymore because I already removed it from the ground. It's there in a corner in a pot, let's say. So Beis Hillel says you cannot shecht l'chachila unless you have already prepared dirt. Yosef Amar, Kachi Kamar. Hashochet Shabbat Limloch, a shochet is coming to figure out, am I allowed to shecht today or not? He has a different interpretation. What are you supposed to say to him? Ketzer Amar Lo. So Beis Shammai Omer Lo, you say to him, Lech Chafer first dig up some, then Shachet, then Shecht it, then Mechasa, then cover. This is the difference. Because Rabbah says, no, you first Shecht it, and then you dig up the dirt. Rav Yosef says, no, first you dig up the dirt and then you shecht it. We'll see.
Rav Yosef is 100% lechatchila, and Rava is, and Rav Yosef is not so much lechatchila.
Well, even Rava, they're both lechatchila. The question is what the order you do it in.
But the order probably, well.
We'll see why, though. Okay, right. According to Beishama, you're allowed to, since it's for the purpose of a mitzvah. We'll see later how that works exactly. But normally speaking, you cannot dig on Yantif. Beisil is the same in this case also, that you could only shech the bird or the chaya if there's dirt prepared from before Yantif. So the Machlokas Rabbah versus Rav Yosef is within Beis Shammai. Are you supposed to dig up first and then shecht, or shecht and then dig up the dirt? So Mar says, now Amar Le'Abaye Rav Yosef. Abaye, who is a student of Rav Yosef, says to Rav Yosef, Lema Mar, perhaps Mar, who's Rav Yosef himself, Rabbah, the two of you, are arguing about Bader Bezera. You're arguing about Rav Yosef. Amar Rav, Kamafagisi, that's what you're arguing about. What does he say? Damar Bezera Amar Rav. Hashochet Tzach Shitin Afar Lamata. A person who shechs an animal has to place dirt below the blood and dirt above the blood. Shneimar, the pasuk says, "V'shefach es damo," the blood spills from after shechting the chayor or the off. V'chisah be'ofar, offer lo nemar ela be'ofar. It doesn't say offer; it says be'ofar in the dirt. You have to surround it, envelop it in the dirt. That means dirt below and dirt above. So that's the shita of Rav. So milamed shashochet sarach shitin afer lamata v'afer lamala. That teaches us afer means it has to be dirt below the blood and dirt above the blood. So now that we've established that, demar ishle der bezera, mar of Yosef holds of Rabbi Zera, and that's why mar of Yosef says first dig the dirt so there's some loose dirt on the bottom, and then shecht it, and then cover it up again. But Rabba leslay der bezera, Rabba the first spin rejects Rabbi Zera and says no, first you shecht it and then you dig up the dirt to cover. That's the machlokas. Do you have to have dirt on the bottom of the dam or not? That's the Nekudas HaMachlokas according to Abaye. So Amar Le'Rav Yosef responds back to his Talmud Abaye. He says, no. Bein l'didi, bein l'rabba, whether it's my opinion or whether it's Rabba's opinion, both of us are in agreement, Ishla and the Rabbi Zera. We hold the Rabbi Zera that dirt has to be under the blood, dirt has to be above the blood. That's a be'afar. That's an undisputable drasha. So what's the Machlokas between me and Rabba? V'hacha b'hacha mifaginim. Rabba savar i'iki afar l'mata in ilalo. So Rabba held, if there's dirt already below, I'm shechting on top of dirt, let's say, so then you're allowed to shecht it, and if there's not dirt below, you cannot dig up dirt first and then shecht. Why not? Why not do the same thing? If there's a reason you're allowed to bury, dig up dirt for the Kisei Dam, so let me first dig up some dirt, and then shecht it, and then add more dirt. Why is Rabba not allow you to do the digging first? Chayshinan dilma mamlich v'shachit, he's going to change his mind. What's going to happen is he's going to dig up some dirt. And then he's going to say, you know what, I'm not really in the mood for some meat now, forget about that. So he ended up, he digged up some dirt for no purpose. It wasn't Tzarech Mitzvah, and he violated Melacha. So there was a concern, so therefore Rabbah says, only if you have dirt on the ground, you could shecht on the ground and then add more dirt after the fact. And according to me, Lididi, according to Rav Yosef himself, Ha Adifa De'ila, this is better to dig up first. Because if you don't allow the person to dig first, De Lo Sharislu, if you don't allow him to dig first, what's going to happen is, he's not going to have Simchas Yomtiv. He's going to say, oh no, I forgot to prepare dirt from beforehand. I guess I can't have any meat today, and his Yomtiv is going to be ruined. And Rav Yosef wasn't so concerned as much. It's a concern, but not as much, that if a person digs up dirt, how likely is a person going to say, you know what, I don't want the meat now. After you dug up the dirt, chances are you probably were convinced that you're going to want to have meat. Unlikely you're going to change your mind. So better that you person doesn't have hold back any meat, then the concern he might come to dig up dirt without shechting it. Okay, that's the whole discussion here. We finished Zayin Amud Beis. Excellent. Now, there's one interesting line here pointed out in the Gemara already, and Rashi notes this, that you learn from this Gemara, according to Rashi, that Kisui Hadam is considered a Gemara Shechita, very lamdish Gemara here. There's two mitzvahs we said. There's a mitzvah shechting, a chaya, and an oaf, and there's not really a mitzvah, but it's a matir, but it's counted as one of the 613. And when you're done, you have to cover the blood up. So do we view Kisei Dam as an independent mitzvah, or is Kisei Dam viewed as a Gemar Shechita? It's all continuing one continuous act.
Shechita of Chaya Ve'ov is considered a mitzvah, and also any animal is considered a mitzvah? And they're separate, or it's one of
the Shechita in general for all chulin is counted as a mitzvah.
Okay.
And there's only Kisei Dam on Chaya and Of, not on a behemoth, not on a domesticated animal. So it sounds like the Gemara, and there's a line in Rashi that calls Chai is a wild animal, like a deer is a wild animal, or bison.
Chaya chaya is something that is a non-domestic animal. That
domestic
is
a cow.
Yeah, you can't like really, you can't really have it like in a. You keep them in a farm, of course, but you can't really raise them.
But it's kosher.
So deer and venison, that's same, and then bison. Those are examples. Okay, so it comes out from Rashi here. Rashi sounds like that kisa dam is gemar shechita. It's continued one continuous act. And there's mashmos from Rabbeinu Chananel, member of the Rav Rosenzweig, shared many years ago. He tried learning that really the ikar mitzvah is the kisa dam, and shechita is a hechsher to the kisa dam. Well, normally speaking, shechita is the ikar, and kisa is the gemar. He says, no, kisa is the ikar, shechita is a hechsher. And then there are many opinions who think they're two separate mitzvahs. But that's just the chakir to keep in mind based on the Gemara and Beitza here.
So what's the conclusion?
This is a machlokas. No conclusion. Machlokas and
no,
they're not from Yis.
No, he's saying the Kisra Adam.
No. Yom Tov. Ladushin Zer Shchet, no?
So according to Basila, who we hold like, he says you can only shecht it if you already have it prepared from beforehand.
And if you do not have it prepared, you're not.
You're not allowed to, right.
And if you shecht it already, then you're allowed to.
Right, so that's the next line now. The next line is, Modim, the Gemara quotes in that Mishnah, Umodim Shim Shachat, if you did shecht it already, then Yachbor, Bedek of Yechasa, you could dig it up with a decker, which was a shovel or something, or
a spade.
You could dig it up with a spade and then cover up the blood.
So from that, you learn that the Kisir Adam is more important than the Shechita.
More important than the Shechita.
Because if you didn't dig, so don't shecht. But if you already shecht, dig.
No, because once you have a, now there's a mitzvah. So again, the reason why Beis Hillel says you can't do the digging is because there's a concern that...
The union of Kisra Adam, that's the ego.
Second. No, because once you have, again, right now I'm standing on Yontif, and I didn't shecht it. So for me to shecht something right now, so wait, what was his concern? Why Beis Hillel say not to? We didn't get a reason. What's the svara? We didn't give a svara, right?
Violate Yontif.
No, but you're allowed to shecht in Yontif.
Yeah, only if you...
No, but the question is, if you it's probably, you're not allowed to do a mitzvah, so you should do, you know, to do a...
Is it Gemara Gessus? It might be an issue of mitzvah. I say dochalos. I say.
Which is?
No, the isur is to be fiber.
No, but you said nisur, no?
Oh, isur.
Because today, when you do Yom Kippur, so they have the wood chip.
Ah,
they come in with the same, which is neser, nisur.
Right.
So that's a different twist, but with that alone.
The truth is that the svarash it makes sense that you shouldn't be able to do it.
Right, it gets involved in the question, I guess, of an ase dochalos ase. You are being mekayim kisa adam, even though it's yomtif, ase is dochalos ase. Gemara and Amin Beis talks about this a little bit. But, I'm not sure. Okay. So, they both agree that if you already did shecht, you're allowed to use a sieve, a spade to dig up the dirt in order to cover the blood. So Amar Rebbe Zrika, the Gemara says, the bottom of Zion and Bays now, two lines up. Amar Rebbe Zrika. Amar Rebbe Huda. Who sheesh lo deker nuts mi bod yom. Has to be a case where the spade already was, you know, shoved into the ground. You already like made that initial dig, that little hole in the ground, but still stuck in the ground. Has to be that way for Erev Yom Tif. Because otherwise, the idea of Choresh is whenever you dig into the ground. You can't dig into the ground. That's a violation of Choresh. So in order to avoid Choresh, says the Gemara, the Mishnah, you have to, the Gemara, which is going on the Mishnah, you have to have it from Erev Yom Tov dug in the ground already. So all you do in Yom Tov is just pick up the dirt. But you never actually created that initial softening. Choresh is whenever you separate the dirt from other dirt. You soften it. So once you stuck the spade in the ground, you already softened it. So it has to be that way. Otherwise, there's a violation of Choresh. That's how we get around the problem of Choresh. So, and only then are you allowed to use the dirt for Kisei Dam. V'hal ka'avid kedisha. But wait a second. Once you take up this big, mound of dirt, it's still hard. You can't just put like a rock on top of the dam. You have to chop it up into pieces and grind it up. So it's a kedisha. Kedisha is a tolda of tochen. Tochen is one of the Laman Tesem Lachos grinding. Kedisha is when you chop up the dirt into small little pieces so you could cover it up. So you got around one problem of Choresh by sticking the spade in Erev Yom Tif, but you still have to chop up the dirt on Yom Tif itself, and that's a violation. So Gemara explains, Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Ashi, Amar Rav, ba'afer tichoach, we're talking about. Afer tichoach, which is soft dirt, very soft dirt. You don't have to dig it up. You don't have to grind it up. It's soft dirt, like sand, if you will. You stick the spade in there of Yom Tif. So you already did the Charisha, and you just pick it up on Yom Tif and pour it onto the dam. It all flows out onto the dam and covers it up nicely. But wait a second. You're right, you got around the problem of Choresh. When you stuck the spade in the ground Erev Yom Tif, you soften the ground already. But once you pick it up, you've created a hole in the ground. A hole is a problem of bone, building. Building's not only building up, but even building down. Making a hole in the ground is another melacha of bone. So Gemara says, no, we could get around that problem as well. Kid Rabbi Abba, Dama Rabbi Abba, Hachol for Guma B'Shabbos, Veinot Tzarech El Afra, Patar Leb. Person who digs a hole in the ground and doesn't need the ground, he only needs the dirt. So that's not considered a melach. Only when you actually need the hole that you're being bone is a problem of Achiv Deraisa.
To build foundation for
it. Here is the term of Pesilel is Ased Ochelot Ased.
Okay, so I guess the Gemara on base, I think, addresses that point. Okay.
But this Mishnah, this part of the Suya that we just did, it applies both to Beit Shammai Lechatchila and to Beis Hillel B'dieved, or only?
The Decker notes.
The fact that it has to be already.
Right. So even Beis Hillel, who says Lechatchila, you're allowed to do it.
No, Beit Shammai.
Beit Shammai, it says Lechatchila. Lechor is probably also requiring when it's ready from beforehand. I imagine so. I think so. Yeah. Yep. One of the earliest Tanaim. Okay. Then the Gemara, the Mishnah, had this strange line. At the end of the Gemara, it says, oh, by the way, She'efer Kira Muchan, who the Gemara says. By the way, the ashes of an oven is considered Muchan, prepared. So where in the world did that come from? The Gemara, the Mishnah wasn't talking about Efer Kira at all, so the Gemara asks the question. We're talking about digging up dirt afar for Kisadam. Where does Efer come from? The ashes. So Efer Kira, the Gemara asks, Man Dachar Shmei, whoever mentioned that? Dachar Lashon, switch the Dal with the Zion, it's a Zachar. Man Zachar, who mentioned that in the Mishnah? So Amar Rabba, Hachi Kamar. Vi, with a Vav, Vi, and by the way, Efer Kira Muchan, who? Because when it said Shin, She Efer Muchan, it sounded like it was explaining something in the Mishnah. It says that if it modim, that if it shechted, you're allowed to bury it up, She, because Efer Kira is Muchan.
What is Efer Kira?
Efer is ashes, Kira is an oven. Like a tanner, it's a type of a smaller tanner.
So
the ashes of an oven is considered muchan, prepared in a way that you could use it for a kisei dam on yantav itself.
So you cooked something and you had in the oven leftover ashes, so you can use that
to cover up.
So
the Mishnah, the Gemara's problem was, She'efer sounds like that. It's explaining the Mishnah, meaning they admit if they shechted it, you're allowed to cover it up. Because Efer Kira is Muchan, because the ashes are prepared. We're not talking about ashes, we're talking about dirt. So the Gemara says, no, it should be a Vav. And by the way, just as a side point, Efer Kira is Muchan, you could also use the Efer of a Kira. So the Gemara explains, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Lo Shanu Elav Shusak Me'erav Yom Tif. It's only true if you burned everything, the ashes were already created from Erev Yom Tif. Aval, Husak B'Yom Tif, it was burned to create on Yom Tif, Aser, because it's Nolad. Because you created ashes on Yom Tif, that's considered Nolad, that's a problem, it's Aser Midin Nolad. So only if you had ashes from before Yom Tif could those ashes be used. However, in Royal Lutzalos Bobeta Mutter, but let's say the ashes were created on Yom Tif itself. I had a clean oven, and I start cooking things throughout Yom Tif. I have ashes that have been created on the bottom. If the ashes are still hot enough that they're able to cook an egg, which is not that hot, it's hot, but not really that hot, so then, because eggs considered kali abishal, eggs considered something that could easily be cooked, so it doesn't need a tremendously high temperature for that. So if it's hot enough to cook an egg, that's considered able to be used since it still has a purpose for it. Ashes that have been cooled off have absolutely no purpose. They're considered muksa, and no lot if created on Yom Tif. But if, again, they're still hot, that even though they're created on Yom Tif and are still hot enough to cook an egg, that has a purpose and may be used to cover up the dam. Tani Nami Hachi Brisa says the same thing. Kishamru Efer Kir Muchan, who, when we said the ashes of an oven is considered prepared from Yom Tif, Erev Yom Tif, Lo Amru El Shukab Erev Yom Tif. It's only true if they were created Erev Yom Tif. Aval Husak Be Yom Tif itself, Aser. If it's able to be, it's hot enough to cook an egg, it could also be used, even though it was created on Yom Tif. Now, Hichnis offer the Ginaso.
So the heter of using something that was hot enough to. We just said the opposite, right? Before.
We said
like
if you.
Yom Tov Aser.
Right, but if, let's say, on Yom Tov I'm allowed to cook things. So let's say the ashes are still pretty hot, fresh from the oven. That if I wanted, I could have put an egg on top of it to cook it. And that's considered, still has a purpose.
And that's Mishum Shehudra.
No, I think it just means it's not considered muksa. It's not considered muksa, right? I think so.
Okay.
Then the Gemara continues to say, what else, what's considered mukhan? Hichnis afar leginas. A person brings a whole mound of dirt into his gina, to his yard, his garden. Ula chervasa, what's a chervasa they say here?
Ula tzorch beit haharus.
Okay, destroyed house. Like a churva, okay, fine. And he plans on eventually spreading it out, leveling out the ground. But right now it's a mound in the corner. So he has his das on it. It wasn't like dirt and he's completely forget. It's like if it's flat on the ground, he has no, not in the mind at all. But if he has a mound set aside, it's still considered in his mind for a purpose. Although it's not a purpose that can be used on Yontif, it's still a purpose. So that din, mutter l'chasisba, you could use such dirt to cover up kisei dam on Yontif. Vamar of Yehuda, machnis adam malik kupaso, a person could fill up a box of afar. Vosabal kol tzorcho, and you could do anything you need on Yontif for it. So, since, because normally the lachas are, an item that has no purpose on Yomtif is considered muksa, unless I set it aside. Dirt, rocks have no purpose, it's set aside. It's not considered kalim. Only kalim could be considered something that has a purpose. But if I take something without a purpose and set it aside, separate it, I put dirt in a box, in a little pot, that tells me I'm doing an action to separate it from everything else. So that's no longer muksa. Okay. So I'm allowed to do that, set it aside in a box, and that can be used on Yomtif later on. Even though it's dirt, I removed it from the status of being muksa. Now, darish marzutra mishmei dir marzutra rabba. So marzutra, darshan, in the name of marzutra rabba, a certain person with a slightly different name, I don't remember seeing this anywhere else. It's only a case where you bring this box of dirt and place it in a particular corner where you're saying, I want to set it aside. But just stop placing a box somewhere on the ground. It's not so clear that you plan on using it for something. It has to be very clear that you're using it for a purpose. So you put in a box and place it in a safe corner. Then that's considered muhan and able to be used for kisei dam or anything else you might need it for. Okay. Asks the Gemara, Mesive. Koi, or some pronounce as kvi, so koi is a Mishnah found in Bikurim. A koi, which is an animal, that they were not sure whether it was a chaya or a behema. It had certain traits, it was like an animal, a wild animal, certain traits, it was a domesticated animal, so they weren't sure the halacha. Well, I'm not sure what exactly, is there an English translation for it? We don't know what it is, right? They don't know what it is. Some say it's actually both. Not that we don't know, it actually is a combination of both of them.
It's a mix between a deer and a...
Tzvi and a racha, yeah? Those sugars there about Ein Choshen Lezer Ha'av.
Right, exactly.
I don't remember if that's what the source could be. Okay, so it has different qualities. It's like a chayah, different qualities. Like a behemoth, we don't know. We don't know how to categorize it. So what's the lach of a koi? Ein Shochten Oso B'yamt. You're not allowed to shecht it. Because you don't know whether it requires kisei dam or not. If it's a chayah, you have to do kisei dam. If it's a behema, it's also to do kisei dam because you can't dig up the dirt. V'im shachnu, let's say you shecht it, ein mechasen dam, you still don't cover the blood.
So you do kisei dam only for chaya, or only for behema, or for both?
You only do it for chaya, and not for behema. This animal, we're not sure if it's chaya or behema. So if you can't shecht it because we're not sure if you're supposed to move the dirt or not. Because if it's a behema, by you moving the dirt, that's a violation of moksa. If it's a chaya, you have a requirement.
If it's behema, you do not need to do kisei dam.
Correct, but if you want to be choshish that it's a chaya, so what are you supposed to do? So you could shecht it, but you're missing out, you're being mevatel mitzvah kisei dam, because you can't move the dirt, because it might be behema. But if you do, you move the dirt, but if you don't move the dirt, then you're not doing the mitzvah kisei dam that you're supposed to be doing for chaya. So they said, you know what, get another animal. Get a behema, get a cow, get a deer, but don't get a koi. Because it's too complicated. And the Mishnah continues and says, V'im shachtu, even if you did shecht it, ein mechasen, but we, as dama, we still don't cover the blood. So the Gemara asks, what's the question? V'im isa l'chsei k'dev Yehuda. So why not? Why can you do what Rav Yehuda says? If the whole problem is muksa, you can't use dirt for muksa, so Erev Yom Tov, set aside a box in the corner of dirt. Put a box of dirt in the corner of your house, and it's no longer muksa. Just like a rock, I could set aside a rock and do anything I want with the rock on Yom Tov, as long as I set it aside. So do the same thing here. I shech the koi, and let me pour the dirt on top of the blood. There's no violation of muks anymore because I already set it aside. So, yeah.
But let's say if he prepared something specifically to cover to do kisuyadam, for sure he can shech it in Yom Tov.
No, the Mishnah says you can't. Since we don't know whether it's an animal, if it's a chaya, certainly you're allowed to.
But you don't know then because you cannot prepare. But once you prepared it for that, then you could.
That's the question. Gemara says you should have been right. Able to. So it sounds like we don't hold a Rav Yehuda that you cannot just take dirt and set aside, and it's no longer moksa. It smokes it still.
But if it's a behemoth.
No, but I'm sorry, but if he set what Rav Yehuda says, if he set it aside. Forget about Rav Yehuda. Let's say the guy sets aside Eifer with Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, specifically to do Shechita. Then for sure he can do
it. So that's the question. It sounds like we assume it's Pasha because we already know the halach as we paskin. You could take anything you want, dirt and stones, and unmuksaize it, if you will.
Right.
You could set aside and make it mukham. That's how we know that's already the halach.
Gemara is
challenging that. Maybe you can't. Because if you could, I could shech the koi in Shabbos. I could set aside dirt from Erev Yom Tov and use that dirt. It's no longer moksa because it was mukha, and pour it over the blood in case it's a chaya. And if it's a behemah, so would I lose out? It was a moksa anyways. So the fact that the Mishnah never suggests that, sounds like you cannot set aside things that are muksa.
And if it's a behemah and you do gisodam, are you violent?
As long as the dirt is already removed and you set aside, there's no muksa, you can do whatever you want with the dirt.
Meaning, so this is not. Nothing bad with Kisradam, even there is no obligation to be done.
Correct.
But and it seems to me that the Chiddush of Rav Yehuda is not that you're allowed to do Kisradam. The Chiddush of Rav Yehuda is that you can separate something without being specifically what you want it for.
Right, you could do also called Sarchav, anything you
right.
want.
Which means that if you would separate it to do Kisradam, there is no Chiddush there for sure.
But we don't know if there's Kisradam here by a koi. It might be considered called Sarchav because it's a meaningless act. So we don't know. So the Gemara says, wait a second. L'tamech, according to your question, your reasoning also, L'chsei be'efer kira, or b'dekanot. Rav Yehuda wasn't the only way to be mechin dirt.
Right.
You could have also stuck the spade in the ground, or you could have used the ashes from the oven, which are also all considered muchan. There are other ways to create dirt that are muchan. So it's not only a question to Rav Yehuda, who says, why didn't Rav Yehuda, according to Rav Yehuda, it's really true, you could set aside dirt, so you could shech the koi by setting aside dirt. Wait a second, you could also set aside by putting a spade in the ground, or you could have used ashes. So it sounds like it's a question according to everybody. So it must be a case, Ella de Lesley. So it must be a case where there wasn't a spade in the ground, or it must be a case where there's no Afer Kira that was available. Hachanami de Lesley, here too, also it's a case where he didn't set aside a box of dirt on the side of the house, in the corner of the house. But in Echanami, if any of those cases were true, if he set aside a box of dirt in the corner, or if there was a spade in the ground, or if there was a fakira, you would be able to shech the koi and use that to cover up the blood just in case it was a chaya. So Gemara says, Ihachi, if that's the case, if that's really true, my ear your suffik. Why only a case of suffik, if it's a question where there's no prepared dirt, why only by a koi where it's a suffik, you can't do it? Afiu vada namilo, even if there's a vada, if it's a chaya, it's a deer. I still can't shecht either because I don't have muchan. I don't have any time. You're allowed to shecht an animal as if there's already dirt prepared from Erev Yom Tov. So what's the chiddush if we're talking about the Mishnah as a case where there's no prepared dirt? So why does it mention you can't shecht a koi? You can't even shecht a chaya, a deer, if there's no dirt prepared. So the Gemara says, no, lo mi bai kamar. It's lo mi bai kamar, it's its phrase. What does that mean? Lo mi bai, you didn't have to tell me vadai de lo lishchet. Don't even a vada that requires a deer that requires kisodam, that's certainly you're not supposed to shecht because there's no prepared dirt. A val safek, maybe a koi, which is a safek, ema mushum simchas yamtif, lishchot v'lilichsche. Maybe for koi, because the purpose of simchas yamtif, shecht the koi, and don't do kisodam because it's a safek whether it requires it in the first place. By a vada, by deer, certainly shouldn't shecht it because you need to do kisodam and there's no dirt.
Is this a bracha for a shechting?
Yes, I believe so. Yes, I believe so.
So,
No, we discussed it in the past. I'm trying to remember now. I think it's a rush. I don't remember. Maybe there isn't. I don't know. Shechting there is. Kisadam, I'm forgetting now.
I think there is.
Yeah?
Because Yom Kippur, when you do kaparot, in Crown Heights. The mama shochet.
But they say bracha on the kisa adam afterwards?
You say the bracha.
You say, oh yeah? Okay, yeah. I never did it.
Oh, you never actually shecht the real chicken?
No.
Ah! Disgusting.
Sure. So again, the question is, so you might have thought, okay, don't shecht the deer, because since there's no dirt before, and you have to do kisa adam, so there's no option. But a koi, since we're not really sure, we could say in this case, shecht it for Simchas Yomtov, and just don't do the covering. Kamash v'la, no, you can't do it, because we would want you to cover it with dirt, because there's a suffix that requires kisa adam. But since there's no dirt, says the Mishnah, you shouldn't shecht the koi at all on Yomtov.
And if there's a bracha, it might be a bracha lebatal as well.
Correct. That's also, we wouldn't say bracha by a koi, I imagine. You wouldn't say bracha. Safik brachos lahakel.
What I don't understand is, according to what we just learned, that you need a spade in the ground, it has to be loose. Then there's no machlokas between the Medhila and Beit Shammai. Because I assume Besila will also agree that if you have the spade in the floor and it's loose, you should be able to be shochet before.
Right, so that's what the Gemara I think is going to address here about the asedoch losasa issues.
Well, at this point, they both agree that if it's prepared, you should be able to do it, and if it's not, it's not. So there's no machlokas.
Right. So we still have to figure out what's the reasoning of Beis Hillel. It seems like there's no chorish, and it's
talking about Afrati Chalach. There's no tafse, there's no chorish, and there's no bone, and there's no.
And it seems to be no mux either, because you already prepared it beforehand. So, okay, let's see if it's addressed here. So Gemara says, from the fact that the Mishnah is the end of the, not our Mishnah, but the Mishnah that we quoted from Bikurim. From the end of the Mishnah, it says, "Im shachtu in mechasin es damo." If you did shacht it, you still don't cover up the blood. Mechlal b'di'isle, we're talking about b'di'iske eskinem. We're talking about there is. If there's no dirt, so why is it saying don't cover it up? Nothing to talk about if there's no dirt. It must be that there is dirt, and still we say don't shacht it. So the original answer we said, that in Shochtin Sakai, we said, oh, there's no dirt, there's no Efer Kira. No, there is. There must have been dirt somewhere. So that doesn't answer the problem. And so what's the issue? So Rabba says, Efer Kira Mucha. So this is going back to now, which point?
No, how do we explain that the Koi, even though there is something Mucha, you're not allowed to show it?
Uh-huh, so we're saying really case, So really, there's a case there is something muhan. El Amar Rabba, Efer Kir muhan levada vein muhan l'safik. There's a case, there's Efer Kira here. The case of the koi, you had ashes in your oven, which you could use. Problem is, it's only muhan for things that are vadai require. The thing that's only a suffix, such as a koi, it wasn't muhan. Your mind didn't have in mind of a koi, because a koi is not necessarily requiring kisadaim, only in mind for something that was vadai.
Sound like that you're well prepared, and in your mind, you know that you're not shech the koi.
Right.
Preferred it for shechting.
Yeah. Even for suffix, you're saying it should have been good.
Yeah.
Right, I hear. Okay. So the Gemara says, my taima. So again, the suffix, my taima lo. What's the reason for a suffix? This is your question. Why exactly, if I prepared it on the side to be used, who cares for vada, who cares for suffix? What's the difference? So Gemara says, I'll tell you the difference. The suffix, not me. So the suffix, my taima lo. Why not for a suffix? The ka'avid guma, because you're making a hole. What do you mean? You're making a hole. Vada namikav aguma. Whether it's for a suffix or a vada, you're making a hole either way. So we say, okay, you're right, fine. Ella Gumar oftentimes does this, has this line of thinking, which each line doesn't really make such a good answer, but they do this just as they develop it. So Ella the Rabbi Abba. So it was Rabbi Abba Holda again, that because of Kilkul and Patera, she says, because you're destroying it. When it comes to suffix, wait, talking about suffix at this point? Oh, no. The reason why vadai, you're allowed to do it for a vadai, if in a case of a chaya that's vadai requires kisadam, so then you can use a for kir because there's a vadai simchas yamtif. So it's because it's kilkel. And since it's kilkel, you're destroying the land. You're not making a hole. You're not being bona, but you're destroying. You're just making holes in the ground because you need the dirt. So because of kilkel, you could use the a for kir for a vadai that requires a vadai kisadam. Wait a second. Even for a suffix case, you're destroying the ground either way. What's aim? Makalka only works for vada, it doesn't work for suffix. So that's not the reason why there's a difference between suffix and vada. El suffix, my taima. Why suffix? Can you not use the dirt for suffix, like a koi? Dilma avik tisha. Because you might end up grinding up the dirt. Right. Same thing. It's very strange Gemara. You take vada, you also might come to chop up the dirt, for which is avalach, even for a vada. So the Gemara says, no, there's a difference. Vada, when it comes to a vada, such as a deer, kika avik ketisha, when you do the ketisha, you grind up the dirt, asi asay, vidochi es los asay. The asay of kisri hadam is going to override the los asay of tochen, of grinding up the dirt. So, but when it comes to the suffix case, there's only a suffix assay. It's not a vada kise adam, you're mekayim. So only for a vadai could the assay of kise adam be doch the los assay. But for a suffix, there's perhaps not even an assay. There's perhaps not even a mitzvah kise adam that could be doch the los assay. So that's the answer Gemara works with right now. Assay doch los assay.
That's like seika?
No, not seika, I don't think so. Why? It's only one suffix.
Maybe because it's a chaya.
Oh no, that's the only one suffix. What's the second suffix?
So maybe he might not do the. It says Shema Yavole. Maybe he might want to do it. It doesn't say that he's doing it.
Oh, that's very good. That's very good. Suffix whether it's a chaya.
And suffix so, is going to do it or not.
A suffix, so, suffix whether it's a behemoth. Even if it's a behemoth, suffix he might come to Kadisha anyway. So, very good question. Very good question.
We have time.
We definitely don't have time. Okay, I'll look it up afterwards. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Let's look at Asei Docha Los Asei in general. This doesn't really fit into the normal rules of Asei Docha Los Asei. Eimer de Amrinan Asei Asei V'daches Los Asei Kigon Mila B'tziras. Last 2 weeks ago in the Parsha. Inami Sadin B'tzitis. When you, there's a Negatziras B'mokam Mila, and you have to do the Mila. Or when you tie Tzitis with Tchelas for Shatnis, the moment that you're violating the asay, the los asay rather, is the same moment you're being mekayim the asay. So they come at the same moment. It completely knocks off the los asay. You shech the orla and the negatras comes off.
It's one action that you do.
One action, one moment. So the moment that you violate the issur of cutting off tziras, you're being mekayim the mitzvah mila. The moment you're tying the shatins together, you're being mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis. Well, not exactly, because wearing the tzitzis is the ikar, but we're not going to have time to get involved in this right now. But hacha here, when it comes to the kisei dam, the los asay of grinding up the dirt, hacha be'inna de kamaker, the moment you're being makir the lav, lo mokim asay. When you're violating, you're grinding up the dirt, you're not covering the blood at the same time. You first grind up the dirt, then you take the dirt and put it on the dam. Those are two different moments. It's not be'inna. That's one of the requirements. The criteria needed is be'inna. So the Gemara says, halakasha. The moment you're grinding up, you're covering at the same time. You pick up the mound of dirt is prepared. You start grinding it up on top of the blood, so it starts cracking and falling in the blood. So you are being mekayim the asay, but in at the same moment you're violating the los asay. The Gemara says, so at the end of the day, after all the dust has settled, this back and forth in the Gemara, Yom Tov asay v'los asay. Wait, Yom Tov is not just stamba los asay. It has two things. It also has an asay attached to it. Rashi quotes by Yom Arishon Shabboson. There's an Indian of Shabboson as well, Shavus. So, and we know the Gemara tells us that Vein Asay Doch Es Los Asay VeAsay. Asay only is a power to go up against the one Los Asay, but to go up against a Los Asay plus an Asay, that is not able to be done. So that can't be the issue why you're allowed to do this.
Do we hold that Shavus is a Tasay?
When it comes to not Shavus as we use it. But there's a concept of shvus and yamtif, yeah.
No, right, but...
We normally use the word shvus as a gzera.
Right.
When you use shvus here, it doesn't mean shvus as a gzera. It means it just as shabbason, a special din of shabbason, an asay, in order to, of yamtif. So El Amar Rava says, Efer kira daita levada, vein daita lesafik. No, it really simply means that the person's das, when he has the ashes that have been created, or from prepared from Erev Yamtif, he only really intends on using it for a vadai that needs to be covered, such as a chaya, and an oaf. But he never had in mind to use it for a suffix such as a koi. Va'azda, and therefore it's muksa. Va'azda, Rava latame. Rava goes to his general reasoning, which is, Zama Rava, Hichnis afer lechasas bo tsoe, muta lechasas bo dam tzipur. Person, let's say, brings him some dirt. He prepares from Erev Yom Tov. In case the child goes to the bathroom, they have to cover up the tsoe on the floor. So since he used it, even though he prepares it for tsoe in particular, he is able to use it to cover up the blood. Why? Because Rashi explains, because it's more likely dam tzipur, you're going to shecht a tzipur on yom tif for simchat yom tif, then there's going to be tzoa in the floor. So since you use it for something that's a suffix of tzoa, you could use it for something that's more vadai, such as a dam tzipur. But the other way around, if dam tzipur, you brought it into use for dam tzipur, which is considered a vadai, also l'chasas bot tzoa, you cannot use it for a tzoa because it's a suffix, whether you have to require it. So here too also, the person prepared a fakir for a vadai requirement, such as a chayinof, and was not prepared for a suffix requirement, such as a koi. Now, continuing on the line of reasoning of bringing dirt in for one purpose, the Gemara quotes a dissenting opinion here that says, Nahar Blai, I'm not sure how to pronounce it exactly, Armidei would say, Afilu hichnis afar l'chasis bo dam tzipor, mut l'chasis bo tzo. He even thinks that if you brought dirt in to cover blood of the bird, blood of the chicken, you are still allowed to use it for the tzoa. Even though the tzoa is less likely to come than the dam tzipor, you're still allowed to use it. What's the reasoning for? Reasoning on this?
It's also almost a vada.
They're pretty close in terms of the chance of happening. Okay. So, Ami Bamarava in the West, in Eretz Yisrael, they had a following machlokas. Pligi Ba, did I skip a line here? No, I did not. Okay. Ami Bamarava in the West, in Eretz Yisrael, they had the following machlokas. Pligi Ba, Rabbi Yossi, Barchama, Rabbi Zeira. Vamila, others say the machlokas between two different people, between Rava Breda of Yosef, Barchama, Rabbi Zeira. What was the machlokas? Chad Amar Koi Harehu Kitsoa. One held it was like Tsoa, which is considered less likely to come. And Chad Amar Koi Eino Kitsoa. And the other opinion thought that it was not like Tsoa, and it's more closer to Vadai.
That's if you already own a Koi, or no?
That's if you already own a Koi. Rashi explains that if a person is Machnis dirt for Tsoa, you can use it for Koi. That's what means Kitsoa. If I bring it in for Tsoa, it's just like Tsoa, the same level of Sveikos of having to need to use it. But the other pin says, no, that tsoa is more likely to be used, and koi is less likely to be used, so therefore tsoa is considered more vadai than a koi. That's what Rashi explains as machlokas. So again, if I bring in dirt for the purpose of tsoa, can I use it for koi or not? That's machlokas, whether koi is as likely to come as tsoa. Okay, a little strange. Now the difference is, the suffix by koi is not really unlikely of it happening, it's more of a suffix of whether it requires a Kisei Adam or not. So we're comparing two different types of sveikos. Sveika, suffix of something actually happening and needed, and suffix about the status of something.
It's not comparing if you're going to end up like shechting a koi, just comparing
how likely it is to be a chai or not. I think so.
That makes more sense. Otherwise, yeah. It would make no sense.
Yeah, I think that's what the comparison is. Okay, but since we don't have so much time, we'll have to just get through it. And I'll try to look into your question of sveika also. I want to address that. The Gemara says, Rami Breid Rav Yiva Amar. A different approach. Why can't you cover up the blood of a koi? What's going to happen is, the law is as follows. The chalav, the fat, certain fats of the animal, is mutter. If it's from a chaya, you could eat the fats of the animal, the chalav, but from a behema, you cannot eat the fats of the animal, certain parts of the fat. So what's going to happen is, if a person covers up the blood, like, oh, wait a second, if you're covering up the blood, only a chaya requires covering up the blood. This must be a chaya. I could probably also eat the chaylev of the animal, must be a deer. And they don't know that you're being machmir in both ends. You're being machmir to cover it in case it's a chaya, but also being machmir not to eat the chaylev in case it's actually a behema. So it's going to be a big problem. So that's the reason why you can't do it. So Gemara says, Ihachi, if that's the case, so afilu b'chol nami, a person, even during the weekday, a person should never, because if I see someone on Sunday cutting this koi, shechli, and covering it up, like, oh, he's covering it up, it must be a chaya, I can eat the chaylev. He's not going
to
know.
Because
it's nothing to do with melacha at all. Right. Well, he says, no. B'chol amri, if I see a person shechli in Crown Heights on a Sunday, I'm going to see lanaka chaseru hutzarech. So he needs to just clean up his yard a little bit. He doesn't want the blood to be on the ground, so he covers it up. It looks disgusting. Who wants blood going through his garden? So he's covering it up. But on Yom Tov, you can't do that. So you can't just cover up the blood because it looks dirty on Yom Tov. The only reason why you'd be able to cover it on Yom Tov is for the purpose of the mitzvah. It's a chaya. So that's what a person would say. So it wouldn't be a takala if you covered it up during the week, only if it was on Yom Tov you saw him covering it up.
Because you would also cover a behemah, just not sufficient looking at it.
Exactly. Now the Gemara says, Shachar ba'ashba ma'ik lemember. Person, let's say, so then the Gemara says, let's say shachar the ashba ma'ikla memar. Let's say a person shechs it in the garbage, and in a place in the garbage, nobody is able to see him. So, let's see, what's the question here?
That nobody's going to think that he's a chaya, and be that it's mutter to eat the chelet.
So it's a question on the weekday here?
No, on Yontif. Let's say he does it in Yontif.
Oh, on Yontif, in the Ashba.
What he's doing.
And then he should be able to cover.
Right.
And then he should be able to do it in the garbage on Yontif and cover it to be choshesh for himself, and no one will...
Right.
I see. Okay, that's the question. So ba'alimloch, ma'ilikamim, another question. Let's say he comes to ask what to do. So what's the question here?
No. It's wrong. No.
Let's see, Rashi's here.
No. It's wrong. It's. In this case, we say that he's not. If he does it in the ashpa, people will not say that he's doing it to clean the garden. It's a different issue.
So say it again. That when it comes to the ashpa, the garbage. So he's on Yom Tov itself. He's talking about.
Let's see this. Even in Chol. Right. We're saying that in Chol you're allowed. We're saying in Chol you're allowed to because people are going to think that
covering it up.
It's a behem and you're cleaning it.
But
the
your ashba, you don't need to clean your ashba.
Right, so the fact that he's putting afar in the ashba, it's clearly that he's
for the mitzvah.
Or you might ask a chacham if you go ahead and cover it.
And the chacham says to you, yeah, go cover it.
So the guy thinks, everybody will think,
right.
Okay.
Exactly, I don't know any better. He thought, must be a chaya, so I'll eat the chaylev also. What do I know? Okay. So Gemara says, no, Ella, b'chol, inami, misafka, amrilei rabban, zil tach, v'kasib yamtav. What's it saying? So rather, during the weekday, so if he's misafik, whether you have to do it or not, sorry here. So Rashi says, Klomer b'chol zeh, sharo l'chasos, when you teach him on a weekday, tell him to go cover it up. He's not going to consider a real chaya. The main Ma'amar, he's going to say to himself, so if they really knew what it was, they'd tell me even to do it in Yom Tov. I asked them during the week what to do. And if they said to me, if the Chum responded to me, that if they really thought it was a Chai, they would have said to me, not only do you do it on a Chol, but even in Yom Tov you're supposed to cover it up. The fact that they only said to me, yeah, cover it up during the weekday, tells me, wait a second, what's the difference between the weekday and the Chol? Yom Tov, rather, he'll know something's off. Something, it's not real true, so I won't be misled. Okay. So then the Gemara says,
We're still on the same sugi, no?
Still on the same sugi, yeah. Slightly different, though. Tani, Rabbi Zeira, lo koi bavad amru. Not only is this true by a koi, el afilu shacha behem achayv of, v'nisarvu dam zebezeh. Let's say I have a line of I have a chicken, a cow, and a deer. I shech 1, 2, 3. Now all the blood mixes together. So the deer and the chicken require the dam, the kisei dam, but the cow doesn't require kisei dam. They get mixed together. What am I supposed to do? So also the chasas by Yom Tov, you still can't cover it up on Yom Tov because one of these don't require kisei dam, and you're being violating muksa by moving it for the behema. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Yosi bar Yosinia lo shanu elo ein yichol chasas b'dikir achas." It's only true if you can't do it in one soup and shovel it. It's all the same movement. But if you could do it with one shoveling and everything covers the blood up in one shot, then that's mutter. You can't do that because you're really being osik in the muksa. You're being osik for the chai and the oaf. Mimela happens to be the behemoth also gets covered up. But it's the same action being done for two different things. Killing two birds with one stone. That's pretty obvious. Why wouldn't you think to do that? You would have thought perhaps nigzer dikir achas atushted dikiros. Because you're concerned, maybe if I do one, and maybe the first one's not enough. I might have to do two of them. So once you do two, that's a problem. Only one's permitted. That would be the gzeir. The kamashman is, no, we trust you that you only keep it to one digging, and that'll be enough to cover both them. Okay, maybe we'll just stop here, I guess. Yeah, stop here. It's already 52. Okay, we got through that one. That was a tough one.
We caught up.
Now we're caught up, and we'll get back to some good stuff tomorrow. I want to look at the question you asked about the Svek Sveka. Sounds like a pretty reasonable question.
Maybe it's two suffixes that it's not within one reasoning. Or no.
Usually, suffixes has to be two different reasonings. Okay.
All right.
Oh, it's still going.
We did good today.
Yeah, we did catch up.